This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Monday morning finds leftover destruction in many American cities as anti-racism and anti-police brutality protests sprang up from California to Massachusetts over the weekend, all stemming from the death of George Floyd. The man charged in his death is due to make his first appearance in court Monday. Three other officers with him at the arrest have been fired, but for now face no charges. Floyd is the black man who died while being detained by police in the state of Minnesota 1 week ago. Floyd stopped breathing after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes, at one point saying he couldn't breathe. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe echoed across the United States and other parts of the world as several major cities imposed curfews amid intensifying unrest. One closely watched protest was outside the Minnesota state capitol, where several thousand people gathered before marching down a highway. Hundreds of police and National Guard troops were deployed ahead of the protest. At one point, some of the protesters were forced to scramble for cover when a truck drove at high speed after having apparently breached a barricade. The New York Times said he was later arrested and there were no reports of injuries. There were other large-scale protests Sunday night, including in New York and Miami. In the Colorado city of Denver, a man said he was shot with a pepper pellet while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration. He uploaded video to social media, which appears to show the moment he was struck with an object from close range. He said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. For continuing coverage on this story and all the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News.